Walk up Whitehall from Parliament Square towards Trafalgar Square and look up. You'll soon see a simple and powerful white stone column, the cenotaph, our National War Memorial. The cenotaph, meaning empty tomb, is our focus for remembrance. It's where we come as a nation to commemorate those who lost their lives in past conflicts. Walk a little further, and ahead of you is a shorter column, 22 feet high and in bronze. Hanging up around the column, on each of its four sides, are uniforms. Empty women's uniforms. 17 in total, if you were to count. This is the Women of World War II Memorial. The memorial remembers the 7 million women who served, either in the armed forces or on the home front, some of whom are still alive today. Conscription for women had begun in 1941, and by mid-1943, around 90% of single women and 80% of married women were working. They were enrolled in vital work, previously seen as unsuitable for women. They were employed as fire officers, air raid wardens, train drivers, conductors and nurses. They could be building aeroplanes, ships, or perhaps Waterloo Bridge nearby. Military roles varied widely, including work as code breakers, decrypting messages at Bletchley Park, the lumberjills in the Women's Timber Corps, and searchlight operators. In the Special Operations Executive, women were deployed behind enemy lines to help form a secret arm of resistance fighters, many of whom lost their lives. A glance up at the memorial indicates that perhaps these uniforms, worn by anonymous women, have been hung up because the war is long over and the women's work is now done. Look closely, however, and you may sense that these uniforms are still warm from the women who once inhabited them. They don't hang limply, but appear to hold the memory of the women's physical presence within them, as if each ambulance driver, munitions worker, or wren had just stepped out of them and may return at any moment. Allow yourself to gaze a little longer, and it's not hard to imagine each uniform filling out, and from each one a woman springing into life. A pilot, such as Mary Ellis of the Air Transport Auxiliary, as she risks her life delivering Spitfires to RAF bases on the front line. A firefighter, such as Gillian Tanner, as she delivers petrol to fire pumps through heavily bombarded docks in Bermondsey during the Second Great Fire of London in 1940. She was later to be awarded the George Medal for bravery. Or a land girl like Betty Craig as she travels from farm to farm, spreading dung on cold February days. Or a girl from the anti-vermin team whose role catching rats, foxes, rabbits and moles protects precious food essential for a nation's survival. Designed by John B. Mills, the memorial was unveiled by the Queen on July 9, 2005. She herself served in the Auxiliary Territorial Service as a mechanic and truck driver. 5 military helicopters flew over central London to mark the occasion, and later on, 2 Tornado F3 jets roared overhead. All were flown by female pilots. The memorial was dedicated by Baroness Boothroyd, former Speaker of the House of Commons, who championed and raised money for the cause. "I hope," she said, "that future generations who pass this way down Whitehall will ask themselves what sort of women were they, and look at history for the answer." So, if you find yourself in Whitehall walking to work, to a museum, or perhaps on a London walk, pause, just for a moment if you can. Look up and remember these resilient, courageous, tenacious women whose crucial contribution helped win the war and some of whom paid the ultimate price.